Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Cheese Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rego. In this show, I will be talking Packers sports and life with today's guest, Cheesehead Nerd. Didn't it used to be Big D?
It's still D-back. Big D as my name, but I recently changed the...
You're like me, man. I just, you know, all of a sudden it's just I'm impulsive and then I change it. Yeah. And then I go, I'm like, oh shit, man, I should probably go back and no one's going to know who I am. And no, I changed my name like three times in the last week. So
I had the same name for the longest time, and then right. I saw you kept changing it. And I'm like, wait, maybe I should change it because I have the same one. It doesn't really apply to me anymore. So I'm like, yeah. I got to come up with something that's more like what I am now, who I am now, not right. What I was 10, 15 years ago when I first made this account Twitter. So I'm like. I've been a Packer fan since day one. I've been a nerd as long as I can remember. I'm like, perfect.
Hey, that's cool, man. Yeah, Head Cheese. It kind of sounded weird. You know, I had a question the other day. Why do they call you Head Cheese? I'm like, if you actually go and look up Head Cheese, it's like disgusting. It's like something with like cow. Mm. It's something. I just changed it. You know, I started a podcast, Cheese Talk. Sounds better, I think. So. Yeah. All right. Before I get to my guest, I'd like to give a huge shout out to the Ohana Packers Edition for giving me the opportunity to express my opinions. They do have a special giveaway on X or Twitter. Once they hit 523 followers, they're giving away a Jair Alexander 8x10 autographed picture. Please like my videos and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Brian Rego at Cheese Talk Podcast. Cheese is spelled with a Z, not an S. And then so get with my guest here, Aaron. My first thoughts. What are your thoughts on McKinney and Jacobs signing in the free agency?
I was completely blindsided by Jacobs. I didn't see that one coming because I thought going into free agency, I thought, okay, we're just gonna keep A. Jones, maybe not re-sign AJ Dillon, and then going from there. I had a thought maybe we get Derrick Henry, but I didn't think about Jacobs. I didn't think Jacobs was an option until that day. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, and then I got excited like everybody did. Yeah. I got super excited and then lost that excitement like that.
But it's like, you know, the first initial reaction is, okay, cool. We got Jacobs and Jones in the backfield. I can do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then it's like all of a sudden it's like, yeah, something's got to be behind this. And it's like, then they released Aaron Jones.
The rug got pulled from underneath us. Just like, okay.
Well, even, even Matt LaFleur said that he had no idea.
Yeah.
He had no idea about Aaron Jones. But then, you know, we do what everybody else does and we go back and we look at the age. And the yardage and the stats. And I mean, Jacobs is, you know, 3 years younger. He's possibly had a brief injury battle a few years ago, if I can remember correctly.
A little bit last year too.
But he wasn't missing games like Aaron Jones. And like I'm not concerned about it, but only thing that I noticed really different with their stats is he has no receiving touchdowns, which isn't really a big deal. Because if you can run the ball and down somebody's throat and keep on getting first downs, why pass it to a running back? You know? And then when they didn't re-sign A.J. Dillon and Jones got released and Jacobs, we had him, I kind of joked on Twitter saying, oh, I wonder if A.J. Dillon's still out there, .. And then like 2 or 3 days later, we signed him.
I saw and that.
People are like, oh, AJ Dillon, he's terrible. No, he knows the offense, he knows the system, and he took a really good deal to come back to Green Bay. he loves Wisconsin. Why not have somebody like that to, you know, to cheer for?
He met his wife here in Door County. So, I remember even him, I remember he went on record and saying that even if I, he said, even if I go on another team, I'm still want to stay here in Wisconsin because this is where I met my wife and I have family here. And so,
right.
I was hoping he'd stay.
But he made his rounds last year when the DePere men's basketball team or boys basketball team went to state. I remember the playoff games. He came and he was cheering on the student section, like doing like all like, all, I mean, it was awesome. He like all of a sudden, boom, there's AJ Dillon, you know, he went and talked to the kids in the locker room and gave him like a pep talk. And, you know, he loves Door County. It's known, you know, everyone loves him, you know. Why not keep something like that in the locker room? If he comes back and he's cheaper, I mean, you're getting hit by Jacobs and Dillon in a game, you're gonna wear down pretty quick. You know, and then I'm a huge fan of Braylon Allen. I think if you brought him in, and plus you have 31, I forgot his name already. The quick guy, Emmanuel Wilson.
Emmanuel Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, he's quick. He showed us what he could do last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you switch it over to McKinney. I mean, if you're getting you have Jair. He's a leader at the cornerback position. You have Kenny Clark. He's a leader at the defensive line position. And you have Preston Smith, who's like a leader back for the linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have McKinney. In that state, every level of defense, you have a leader. Mm-hmm. He's 24 years old. He already has 9 interceptions. You know, he hasn't even hit his prime yet. I still can't believe the Giants got rid of him. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't believe that either. I remember even seeing that day, seeing that the Eagles were signing him, and I was like, okay, well, I guess we lost out on that. And then next thing I know, we signed him, and I'm like, that's going to be huge. That's going to be such a huge boost to our defense. I mean, defense is already young and fresh, ready to go. And now, yeah, you're adding a 24-year-old with already 4 years of experience and a captain. And it's like our secondary, you know, they're still going to look to draft a couple corners and maybe another safety. But even with McKinney leading the safety group in the back,
our defense
is going to be so good.
I mean, you have a teacher at corner that can teach the rookies. You have a teacher at the line. You have a teacher at linebackers. You have a teacher, and you got Rashawn Gary too at linebacker. You have a teacher as a safety. People are giving up too quick on Eric Stokes.
Yeah,
he came in. I thought he had a good rookie year. He got burned a couple of times, but I mean, a player like that, you can get burned, and your speed can make up for it. I still think if he comes back 100% healthy this year, he'll contribute in a positive way for us. I really do. I would still look to get that Kool-Aid dude from Miami just because he has a cool name, you know. The Packers are always known for getting people with cool names, you know. Clinton Dix and Kool-Aid and
I could already see the don't drink the Kool-Aid t-shirt coming out if we get them. Yeah.
Don't drink the yellow Kool-Aid.
Yellow snow.
it'll catch on quick here in Wisconsin. Who's your all-time favorite Packer and why?
It's a hard one to pin because there's so many good ones.
Which one sticks out more than the others?
It's hard. I grew up watching Reggie White and Favre. I was there for Charles Woodson. He was phenomenal. Loved Nick Collins. Loved Donald Driver. Double D. He was awesome. I've watched plenty of footage from the past. I love Bart Starr, the Jim Taylor, those days. My dad got to watch that. My dad was a kid during those times.
Right.
So he enjoyed. I know he enjoyed it. It's hard to pinpoint one because there's so many good ones. That's But one of the reasons why I love being a Pack fan, I love that I got born into this, is that it's such a rich history of football.
Yeah.
It's so many great players, so many phenomenal, so many Hall of Famers, MVPs, All Pros, some famous coaches. I mean, the Super Bowl trophy is named after our coach.
It's crazy to think of the history of the Packers. And I'm going to go with my all-time favorite. I'm sure you already know, is Charles Woodson. It was easy for me to pick. Even if he would have stayed a Raider, he would have been my all-time favorite player, in general, because just the way he played at Michigan and the way he played in Oakland, he was just took over a game. And then when he came to Green Bay, I was like, holy shit, dude. It's actually happening, you know?
I couldn't believe it got him.
And it's just, Green Bay, a place for somebody with that caliber of skill, I think it leaves you with not much to do in your downtime. You don't tend to go out and, you know what I'm saying? He said that he would just stay in his condo and read and do the playbook and stuff. You know, he's not going out and partying and being late to meetings and practice and being a bad influence on other players. And so he's my all time favorite player. I got some signed bottles of his wine in my basement, and I got some autographs of his on helmets. Mm-hmm. And that's
nice.
If there's one player I'd spend money on, my wife even got me, when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, got me plaque and coins and framed pictures and stuff. So yeah, it was pretty cool. They know how much I love Seawood. So, I know you mentioned Star and whatnot. If you had to pick between Star, Favre, or Rodgers, who would you pick?
Probably because just because mostly as a kid watching Favre was pretty cool, but being an adult watching Rodgers sling it was something special. The way the man could sling a ball is just incredible.
Yeah,
I have to give it to Rodgers. It's just, and he's such a character on the field too.
You think of what Starr did for the Packers, you know, the championships. Mm-hmm. Then you think about Favre, the gunslinger. Mm-hmm. And then you think about Brett Favre had the record for interceptions in his career. Yeah. And then you have Rodgers, who was the total opposite, the record for least, you know, for, I mean, it's just crazy how, like, one thing that we all knew Favre for, besides his touchdowns, were his interceptions. And the one thing we knew Rodgers for was avoiding throwing interceptions, you know. Yeah. So that would be my guess. Did you know much about about Sterling Sharp? Did you ever get a chance to watch him play?
No. By the time that I was old enough to understand it, he was already long injured. So, but I've seen plenty of footage on him. I remember watching highlights of Favre's first game when he got put in against the Bengals, and then also the playoff game against Detroit where Sterling caught that bomb in the corner.
Yeah.
In Detroit, and how big of a moment that was.
I was going to ask you, Sterling Sharp or Davante Adams, but I think I know the answer. there's people from back in that day that would pick Sterling Sharp over Devontae.
I can't argue either or, but also I have a couple signed Davante Adams memorabilia here in my room. So
yeah,
it's hard for me to go against my boy Davante Adams. Also, typically when I play softball now, I will wear 17 because of that. So
yeah,
that's my boy.
Yeah, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Leroy or Charles?
Leroy Butler.
Yeah,
I got to meet Leroy Butler one time.
Okay,
it was Christmas a few years ago, back when I was still a kid. I was still living with my parents at the time, and I remember he was doing. It was at the Fox River Mall in Appleton, and my family, we'd always go Christmas shopping at the mall there, and. Then I heard about Leroy Butler being in the building doing an autograph, and I was like, well, my parents, what they do is they give each of us a set amount of money to spend for Christmas. Right. that was a no-brainer.
Right.
Once I heard that Leroy Butler was there, I'm like, I'm there paying for an autograph. I'm meeting this guy. I think it was after I graduated high school, and I was still with my parents at the time, but I remember when he asked me for my name, and he's like, oh, like Aaron Rodgers. And I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one cool thing about that is he'll always be known for the Lambeau Leap. You know that pitch back from Reggie White to Leroy into the end zone. That's one of the best traditions that people try to copy all the time because they can't be original. You know,
I love when players from other teams try to do that in our stadium, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
They'll call
him in beer, and they'll, you know, push him back out of the crowd, and
I love the comments. I love seeing comments from people on Twitter after that happened in Detroit when we saw beer get poured on Amon-Ra.
Yeah,
and people are like, oh, that's so classist, and I'm just sitting there like, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, somebody in Detroit saying something's classless is like the pot calling the kettle black. You know, I like that end of the season revenge tour that we had last year towards the end. Oh, we just went and blew everybody out. You know, so much for a rebuild. You know, they better watch out this next year because it's going to be a totally different story. I think like this off season is different than the one previous year because we know what we have going into the off season. We know what we want to look for in drafts. We saw what we had in our roster last year. We're not losing much. I mean, we lost Darnell Savage to the Jaguars. I mean, we lost players in key positions, but at the same time, you know, he dropped that easy pick six against the Niners. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, I wish him well. He got injured towards the end of his career in Green Bay. You know, wish him well. You don't want to wish him any bad.
No, never wish ill on anybody. No.
Right, unless they're a bear. And
or Viking.
Or a lion.
I'm okay.
No, but I just think that we know what we have in our receivers. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference, I think, with Rodgers and Love, obviously. The receivers that we had, we don't know who he's going to throw to. And that's just the way it is. Rodgers, if you're out there with Cobb and Devontae, okay, double team Devontae and single coverage Cobb, because you know it's going to go to one of those two. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's made the defensive planning so much easier against us because you knew where the ball was going to go. Yeah. You know, and it's just nice to see Love drop back, check all his reads, and hit some of the hard throws and some of the easy throws. I mean, those throws against Detroit or against Dallas and Detroit were just crazy. The pocket they had to fit into to get to the receiver's hands. Mm-hmm. And then on the receiver's end, having enough concentration to pull the ball in and hang on to it, you know? And it was good to see how it's like they seem like they're a good, strong group we have in Green Bay. So that's awesome. Worst coach in team history.
Worst coach?
Yeah.
Worst coach? do coordinators count?
Sure. I just said worst coach, but yeah, go coordinator. I guess would pop in too if you want.
I mean, I didn't used to pay attention to coordinators up until like I was maybe like a few years ago. When we hired Dom Capers, and Dom Capers was good at first, and then people figured him out, and then he wasn't as good.
Right.
I liked Patton. I had no problem with Patton. He got better as we went along. Barry, a lot of Packer fans want to say a lot of things about Barry, but and it's like he struggled, but he also had a few games towards the end of last season. He had really good game plans that worked. So we can't really say he was all bad, but.
But with that being said, some of the comments made by Devondre Campbell about how, I mean, it's almost like they're calling their own defense out there. Now, was that stuff that they did as a team on the field, or is they just said, hey, Barry, go fly a kite. We got it. Don't worry about us.
Right.
I mean, you're going to put Devontae, you're going to put Preston Smith out there on someone like Justin Jefferson. What was he doing? And then on those third and longs, why are we playing 10, 11, 12, 13 yards off of coverage?
Yeah.
Press coverage and meet him at the line, you know? I just didn't get, I remember someone like retweeted a picture of the, like a still frame of when the coordinator or the cornerbacks were that far off of the receiver. Like, oh, they're not back that far. Count the hash marks. I made two lines and it's like, it was 13 yards. You count, you know, it's, but whose fault was that? Was that the player? Or was that the coach? You don't know. You know, but
I definitely don't think it was the players, because if you think about it, guys like Jair, who love playing press or are very good at playing press, why would they want to play off coverage like that?
Right.
If you notice the way Jair was last year, even when he wasn't playing and he was hurt, he seemed off on a personal level.
Well, yeah, he went on for a coin toss he wasn't even a part of.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, Why not? You know,
I didn't think it should have warranted a suspension though either. Like, I thought that was a bit much. But
well, I think at the same time you had to do something. You don't want to have, you don't want to have that aura about your front office that you're soft and whatnot, because that could spread like a wildfire and be bad for the organization.
Right.
That's just what I think, I guess.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worst draft pick in your lifetime?
Justin Harrell.
Do you remember Tony Mandridge?
I barely remember him, because again, that was before my time. So
at least Mandridge went out and played. Harrell barely. I was looking up when I was getting these questions together. Just some of these questions came to me as I was looking up stuff for different stuff, like, you know, like top 10 worst draft picks. And it's like, you're sitting there reading and it's like, yeah, Harrell, his back, then his, didn't he blow like his ACL or something like that, his MCL. And then, but
just constantly hurt. And even when he was on the field, he wasn't productive at all.
No, he wasn't. He was terrible. Kind of like a Jamal Reynolds, you know, but what was it? One stat that I read, I think Jamal Reynolds, I think he played like 6 games in his career with the Packers. And you think about these guys, 6 games, and you make all this money. It's like, damn it, where are my genetics at?
Right. Like, I remember, I think it was Daniel Tosh that made a joke one time about Brett Favre and saying, like, oh, like, oh, I completely understand why he kept coming back. That's like, even as a practice squad QB, you still make a decent amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, look at Clifford. He's sitting there, you know, knowing that he's making money to back up one of the up-and-coming quarterbacks and hold a clipboard, and, you know. But going on that note, I think he's a solid backup. I was asked today, like, what did I think about Clifford? And I think he's good. From what I saw, I didn't like him at Penn State because
the Badgers. Yeah,
but him and Trace McSorley, just couldn't stand those two in college. The back-to-back quarterbacks.
Yeah, I hate that.
He when I saw him play last year, he would drop back. He made his reads. He made quick decisions, and he had a nice pass. Mm-hmm. You know, from what I saw, and he has some speed to him. So I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like a Matt Flynn. You know, Matt mm-hmm. Flynn. I mean, that he had that one game against the Bears. He threw like 6 touchdowns. Wasn't it against the Bears?
No, against the Lions.
Well, against the Lions, yeah.
No, or was it against the Patriots? The Lions or the Patriots.
But that's the game that propelled him to go to Seattle. They mm-hmm. went to Seattle and this tanked.
He went to Seattle and then Seattle drafted Russell Wilson and then, well,
yeah,
nothing good to do about that. Russell Wilson had a phenomenal preseason, so I mean, not much you can do about that.
Right. What do you think about this year's draft?
What about it exactly?
What do you think we're going to do with the first pick?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they should go with offensive line because we lost a few pieces there. It would be smart considering that, you know, they're about to extend Jordan Love after the year he had.
Right.
You got to protect your investment. You got to protect your quarterback that you're paying X amount of money.
Absolutely.
So I think they're either going to wait at 25, or I wouldn't be surprised with all the draft capital that we have that they would trade up to get an even better offensive lineman. Cause there's a few good ones.
Yeah. But the thing with that though is, you know, how much, who was our last number one draft pick that was a lineman? Or our first round draft pick that was a lineman.
Derek Sherrod, I think.
And what happened to him?
He was a bust.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy from Acme Army or Acme Pack, Acme Podcast, and he was saying that, you know, usually, you know, you can get linemen in later on in the draft, but this year I think is the year to draft one first round.
Mm-hmm.
I like the tackle from Washington. I think that's who they're going to draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sold on DeGene. I see too much Josh Jackson 2.0 in him. And Josh, I was high on Josh. God damn these guys. He had 2 pick sixes against Wisconsin that one year at Iowa. I remember this stuff, man. It drives me nuts when I have to root for these guys.
I remember that too, and I remember watching that game, but the funny thing was those were the only points that Iowa scored in that game.
Yeah, but still, it's like, damn it, you know, it's and then you expect twice. You see that, and it burns a burns a memory into your soul forever, yeah, and does. Then you expect him to do that at the next level, and he goes out there and shits the bed, you know. I want Kool-Aid. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. I think people from Alabama, besides Cheeseburger Eddie Lacy, I think they're solid players. I obviously, you know, I'm a huge Badger fan, Wisconsin sports fan, and like Josh Jacobs, he's gonna punch you in the mouth whenever he can. He's a small guy, but he packs a big punch. I think Kool-Aid, I think you could have him as a returner. We got Nixon as a returner too. We could always put Nixon on defense too. He played defense last year for us. And you figure if we get someone, it just, there's a whole lot we could do. And that's just crazy. I don't know if I'd trade. If I were to trade in any rounds, I'd probably trade in the later rounds. Just because a lot of our linemen that we had doing a rotational thing on offense, they're all redrafted in the third, fourth, fifth round. You know, we don't need to, except for tackle, we need first round, I believe. But other than that, I mean, I'd be cool with getting some defensive linemen for sure for rotation to keep people fresh. You know, I like Chop Robinson. I don't think he'll be around for us to get though.
I like the Latu kid from UCLA, but I don't think we're gonna get him either.
Yeah, didn't his brother play for the Badgers? Isn't there a Latu that plays safety for the Badgers?
I think so, but I don't know if there's. I haven't looked into that. I don't know if there's a relation to that.
Yeah, just curious, you know, the Badger connection's going in my head right now. But I know I want, I would love, I've seen mock drafts that, where they have taken Braylon Allen. So I'm hoping they do take him. Keep him home. He's from Fond du Lac. Come on, you know. And he's not 18 years old either. You're 17 years old. Remember that in Badger games? And you're like, he's only 17 years 17 old.
And he's just like,
mute.
17 years old. And I'm just like, if I had arms like that at 17 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, do you have any questions for me that you want me to answer? Or
I didn't really think too much about that. I did a mock draft earlier myself to try to warm myself up for this. And
what do you think they're going to take? I want to hear your round predictions. Then I'll write them down, and then I'll harass you about them after the draft.
I mean, I'll be honest. I do like DeJean. I do.
Okay. That's fair.
But I understand why. I understand the perspective of, okay, he looks kind of like Josh Jackson. Both the fact that he went to play to Iowa, he's a playmaker, and super athletic. We'd hope he'd have that would translate to the pro level. We don't know if he's going to or not.
The thing that I'm curious to look at with him is, who was his competition? Like, who was the toughest team he played when he was at Iowa? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Versus someone like Kool-Aid, who's been in the big games pretty much every single year, almost every single game in the SEC. Mm-hmm. That is a difference maker right there, because if you're in Iowa and you're playing at Purdue, I mean, in Michigan and Ohio State, but that's only once a year, you know? Mm-hmm. Versus Alabama, who's got like Florida and Texas and LSU and all mm-hmm. these studs coming out at receiver and tight end and running back. Mm-hmm. You're automatically steps ahead of people that, for instance, you know, DeJean. That's why I'd go with Kool-Aid, but I just drink Kool-Aid. So
that's fair. That's completely fair. But yeah, if not DeJean, or like if not corner, obviously, like I mentioned, I would love an offensive lineman like J.C. Latham or Graham. I love Graham Burton because he's from Duke, right? Huh?
He's from Duke?
Yeah, and he primarily, I think he played tackle, but he can also play the guard spot, so he could fill in that role who's the guy that left the right guard spot?
Runyon?
Runyon, yeah. He could easily replace Runyon in the right guard spot. We need that.
Well, having flexibility like that's key too, because look what Jenkins did for us when COVID was going big. Mm-hmm. He put him anywhere. I think he played every spot on the line.
Pretty much, you know? Yeah.
So getting someone like that. I mean, and these linemen too. I mean, they might come to college like as a tight end, and then they convert him to a tackle. Then maybe he gets a little bit bigger than they convert him to guard. So they're mm-hmm. I mean, they know like the basics about what happens on the line. If they can just go and work on their technique, I mean, I'm sure they could be average, if not really good at switching spots if they had to. I mean, that's why you have position coaches, right? I mean, that just makes sense to me, but right. Who am I?
We're just fans. What do we know?
Yeah. I also think that we gotta look at, is Eric Wilson going to play middle linebacker? Is McDuffie going to play middle linebacker? Are they going to excel there? Do we draft a rookie? You know?
I think second or third round, we could look to get another linebacker to fill in either like, Wilson from NC State or Adrian Cooper or Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I like any one of those guys, honestly.
Yeah. Who was that Cox guy last year? Cox Jr.?
What about him?
He put him at linebacker. Yeah, I always thought why didn't we put Rashawn Gary like in a 3-point stance on the edge? You know? And just have him take off like he did in college.
I think Halfley will put him into that more. I think we need to switch. I think we needed that new, switching back scheme. to the old scheme of the 4-3 and putting D lineman in the 3-point set. I think they're more explosive that way.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like you already have your weight ready and your tip forward already when you're down, and you're just ready to go. I mean, he's a baller. I mean, put him wide on that line in a 3-point stance and set him free, and put somebody else over there in the gap so that tackle or that tight end has got a real, who do I take? You know, and you want to make sure that person you put there is a dog, you know, and there's someone that's going to go and, you know, hopefully blow you up. But yeah, offensive line, corner or safety, and defense, because I mean our offense is pretty good. I mean, we know more now what we got. I think what we found out that we had last year was kind of a surprise when like Wicks came on, and then even like if you get Malik Heath back healthy, Bo Melton, and then you got Watson and Dubs and Jaden Reed. Who had the hammies last year? It was Watson
and I think
somebody else, and they brought them down to UW Madison to have them like
Watson and Stokes.
Yeah, they brought them to Madison. I was reading an article. I didn't read the full article, but when you bring someone to look at something looked at that, and you're taking UW Madison, you're going to the best spot in the world. So I think the Packers realize that, you know, they gotta switch things around. That's why they clean house with their training staff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have four questions for you, either true or false.
Okay.
About me.
About you? Oh, yeah. I gotta play a guessing game. Okay. All right.
Lambeau Field is in Ashwaubenon.
Oh, okay. That's false. It's in De Pere.
No, it's in Ashwaubenon.
It's everything is so close together. It's hard to guess that.
No, I thought it was in Green Bay for the longest time because it's the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay, right, city of Green Bay. But no, it's in Ashwaubenon. It's in the village of Ashwaubenon.
Okay. That's fine.
I have met Charles Woodson.
I feel like you're tricking me on this one. I'm gonna say false.
I have not, but my wife and my kids have.
Oh,
when he came out with his wine, I mentioned earlier, but I didn't want to say too much about it. I have his wine signed in my basement, like six bottles. And when he came out with his brand of the Intercept Wines, he had a meet and greet at a festival in the pier. Well, I was getting stitches removed that night, and I was trying to hurry the doctors up. I'm like, come on, come on, come on. I didn't tell him why, obviously. Well, little fanboy, you know, I don't go meet Charles Woodson. No, I wasn't able to meet him there, but as I was getting up off the operating or the table to get my stitches out of my back, I get a text from my wife. It's a picture text. I open it up, and it was her, my five kids, standing with Charles Woodson at his display. I'm like, I was kind of whatever. I didn't get to meet him, but I'm just glad that my kids were able to meet who their dad idolized when I was, you know, 14, 15, 16, watching them dominate from Michigan. So yeah, no, I didn't get to meet them, but better yet, my kids got to meet them. So I'm happy for them. And I was a fan of Michigan football when I was a kid.
I'll go with true.
Nope.
No.
I was a fan of Charles Woodson, not Michigan.
Fair enough. That's fair. That's fair. I thought I'd give a guess there.
Yeah. No. It's. These, I had to think about these and how I was going to approach my questions and not say enough to not say enough. You know what I'm saying? Right, so no, you wouldn't, you know, get whatever.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Last one. Okay. I have partied with 30 Seconds to Mars. You know who they are, right? The band?
Yeah, I love their music. Yeah. Love their music. I'm a Jared Leto fan.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to go on a whim. I'm going to say true.
You're right. When I
That's cool.
So my wife is from De Pere. I'm from just south of Madison. I worked at a bar by Camp Randall, and my wife would come down on the weekends to help work badger games at the in the beer garden at the bar. And our mutual friend was a manager there, but they booked 30 Seconds to Mars at the place next to the bar to play, and I was working security, and the bouncing gig was my part-time job and pretty much to get free alcohol, and I worked full-time elsewhere, but it was a weeknight, and I was working, and I stayed after the show and after bar time, and we just got tanked with that. I got a t-shirt with their autographs on. I have a picture with a guitarist somewhere. I have no idea. I think it's on my MySpace page, which I can't recover. So I did party with 30 Seconds to Mars. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I partied with them. I partied with Mushroom Head. I partied with, I worked security. That's when Daughtry first came out. He was there.
Nice.
Was it Mushroom Head or no, Buckethead? Buckethead too. Their old drummer or their old guitarist, or their guitarist was a former guitarist of Guns N' Roses. And he had a KFC bucket upside down on his head with the eyes cut out, and he had like a funeral sticker across his bucket of chicken on his head.
Nice.
But I've seen some pretty wild shit down in Madison, but I'm glad I'm up in De Pere right now. So you know, growing up and being like a huge Packer fan, and it's like, you know, met my wife, and well, really, you know, you live in, you know, Green Bay. That's by Lambeau Field, right? And like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, so I first dating her and coming up, and that's when they used to practice right next to the road outside of the Rynitsky Center. And I remember going there and taking pictures of like Favre, and Favre was still there. No, Favre wasn't there. No, it was Rogers, and like, well, that's when Vince Young was a backup. And Charles Woodson was there, and all those guys, and yeah, it's pretty cool. But we'll definitely this year have to meet up at Lambeau sometime. Whether it's
absolutely
I don't drink, so I won't be that much fun. But I'll be sober 3 years, November 1st. So
thanks to you for that.
What makes Lambeau so special in your eyes?
For me. Part of it, it's the history. Obviously, it's, you know, one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. You can't argue that. And just the atmosphere and the family camaraderie that you get with all the fans around here. Like, everybody, we all treat each other like family. We treat the players like family. Like, once you're a Packer, you're always a Packer here.
Yeah.
It's really something special. It's really something special, honestly.
Yeah. Have you, besides Leroy Butler, have you ever met a Packer? Like came across him in public? Like,
no,
by accident, or?
No. I can't say I have. Leroy Butler. Leroy Butler is the only one I met. Though my father, I can't say this is accurate, but then again, I know my father's not a liar. He says he met Bart Starr when he was a kid.
He might have.
He might, very well might have.
And that's very cool. He did.
He told me that when I was a kid, and I just believed it from there. I'm like, yeah. I'm holding on to that. So
yeah. Hell yeah. So, that's something cool to tell your, mm-hmm. you know, your friends and family, and you know, future kids and grandkids, if you decide to go that way. And
I plan on having kids.
Yeah.
Someday. Later.
I'm done. I have five. That's enough.
That's fair.
You know, yeah. They're the reason why I, you know,
I'm getting there. I don't have any kids yet, but I'm getting there.
No, I I have hair, but my receding hairline just drives me nuts, and I just say screw it. I just pick my head. I don't care, you know, whatever.
That's fair.
I think I look better with no hair anyway, so that's my opinion. I'm sticking with it, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
But yeah, definitely appreciate you joining me tonight. Mm-hmm. Definitely need to meet up at Lambeau one of these days. Whether it's just a duo, have you ever done, when's the last time you were at Lambeau?
I think it was not last season, but the season before. My fiance and I got to go to a preseason game.
Okay. Have you had a chance to tour the Hall of Fame since they changed it and moved it and everything?
No, I haven't been to that since I was a kid.
Dude, we're going to meet up and we're going to go to that.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome. It seriously is. I mean, they moved it. It's so much more stuff there. I mean, it's like two levels. They have like escalators going upstairs.
Wow.
And they moved it, and the Packer Pro Shop is been moved. I don't know if you...
I've been there recently.
Okay, yeah. I went there 1 year for Father's Day, and my wife and kids absolutely spoiled me. That's all I'm going to say. We definitely need, since, because you're in Appleton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely need to meet up. I'm like, I think one day I timed it. I'm like a little shy of 12 minutes away from Lambeau. That's going the speed limit, so I can make it there a little bit quicker if I need to.
Right.
but definitely, like I said, I definitely appreciate it. You want to tell the people out there how they can get a hold of you besides having me give you shout outs?
Yeah, you get a hold of me on Twitter, cheesehead_nerd. I have a TikTok that I haven't made videos in a while, but I'm just Aaron J Davis 23 on TikTok. That's pretty much it. I'm on Instagram too, but I'm not really on Instagram to post.
Yeah. Why the 23? Is that your favorite number?
Yeah. I was born February. My birthday is February 23rd, so 23 just always stuck to me.
Yeah.
And John Money's my boy.
Jair. I was going to say Jair, but for me, if I think of 23, I think of Jordan. That's just me.
That too. Well, that too. I remember being a little kid watching Jordan play, and it's hard not to love him.
Right.
So
yeah, that's something that I could have like a panel of like guests on an episode and have a GOAT discussion. That is an idea. But look, do you subscribe to my YouTube page?
I did.
Channel? You did?
I did. Yep.
I'm going to be having a Cowboys guy on within the next week or so. And I have I have some questions for him. Just put it that way. If you haven't noticed by now, I like to bring in humor in the situation just because you only live once, and why not? You know, seeing somebody laugh is hilarious.
That's what I like to do every day. Like I try to be a comedian in my everyday life. Like I love making people laugh. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. But yeah, definitely enjoy. You know, I cut back on my shout outs just because I just think you do mass tagging like that and you get some negative responses. It doesn't bother me. It's just that I understand.
Yeah. You know?
And then you get put in these random chats and DMs, and just shit's just blowing up left and right, and it's just streaming, you know, Minecraft and whatever other, what's that new game? Not new game, but Fortnite. You know, my kids are into that stuff, but I'm not really into Fortnite. I just usually play like video, like sports, like Madden and NBA games. That's in baseball, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna upload this tonight onto my YouTube channel. Right. If you want to promote that when you get off, cool. Again, you can find me at Cheese Talk Podcast, all one word. The S is a Z, as in my handle, and my email is cheesepodcast@gmail.com. Again, thank you, Aaron, and I assume we'd want to be on in the future.
Absolutely.
I'll highlight your name. Sound good?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night, buddy.
Thank you, too.
Later.
Yeah. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.